Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. You say, so what's the big deal? George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And I guess you might say, therefore, I am a revolutionary. And my criticisms of Pope Francis's message, I want all you good believing Catholics to understand something. I criticize the message, not the church. Yes, I have to defend myself, because many of you don't know how to separate the message from the church itself or the message from the messenger. But even in this case, the message and the messenger are one and the same. He is a diehard Peronista politically. He comes from the Peron school of socialism. That's what he grew up with. That's what he expresses. That's what he's been doing. He's been criticizing our way of life, our economic way of life, since the 1990s. He's a good friend of the Castros, both politically and in many other ways, and a good friend of Barack Obama politically and in many other ways. And therefore, I believe that I have not only the right but the obligation to criticize the message of this radical Jesuit. And especially since we've been dealing with Obama all of these years, we have to be very cautious about the adulation he is about to receive. I've been getting emails from anti-Catholic groups such as the Sierra Club. I should say anti-religious groups. These environmental groups are, as you know, vehemently anti-religion. They're almost all worshippers of Gaia and of nature. All of a sudden, they're in love with the Pope. Now, why is it that even crackpot groups like the Sierra Club would be in love with the Pope? Because they finally have hitched their wagon to a religious figure who they can use to sell their lies. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to show you where some of the politicians stand on the Pope, on the Pope's embrace of Cuba, who harbors killers like the Castros and keeps people in prison and says nothing about the political prisoners. Or we're going to talk about Rubio, who was an ignoramus, Let's say Christie's a very intelligent man and certainly presidential material. Rubio is the opposite. Rubio is simply a child that they found somewhere who they've latched onto because he has an O on the end of his name and they think he can attract Hispanic voters. It's ludicrous. He should drop out as soon as possible. We should understand that. He's not doing the conservative cause any good by flip-flopping every day and being in favor of massive illegal immigration. And I think the best way to begin today, we'll talk about other things, such as the FBI is in the camp with Hillary Clinton. The FBI is refusing to cooperate in the Hillary Clinton email server probe. Did you expect anything different? Did you expect Obama's FBI to actually try to get to the bottom of Hillary's lies and the missing emails? What, you actually thought they were going to help you get to the truth? I didn't. So let's begin at the beginning, and that is with the visit of this communist, socialist, Leninist Pope. And again, I have to direct you to the most important book of 2015 and possibly 2016 on this and other issues. It is my magnum opus. It is my Principia Mathematica. It's called Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And at the risk of offending you by again referring you to the chapter on religion, Chapter 8, Lenin's Pope is who I named Francis. And it's a very important name. It will stick with him. And the chapter is broken into politicizing the papacy, channeling Lenin, the power of religious authority. The Pope attacks free speech. What is the Pope defending? The Pope promotes junk science. The real agenda behind the climate change scam and the Marxist encyclical on care for our communist home. It's a very important chapter. And I want to just read one piece from it before I go on to Lenny Bruce, who is the father of stand-up comedy, in his great piece, Religion Incorporated, because I grew up on his comedy, his cynicism, his sarcasm, his genius, his humor. And I want to give you a little history for a minute. I know when you say history, oh boy, you want to hang up on the show right away. Yesterday, I introduced you to government zero, zero religion, Lenin's Pope. And I want you to understand that the Pope is not God. He is not a son of God. He's a man. And I don't understand how people can't understand this. He was originally a bartender. And as many individuals realize in life, there are only a few ways to get ahead. Actually, a bouncer, I read. And there are only a few ways to get ahead in life. In Stendhal's time, it was the red or the black. Either you went into the military or the church. And perhaps it was not much different in the Peronista Argentina of the Pope's youth. So he went into the red. He went into the church. And he was such a good politician that he became higher and higher up in the hierarchy. Very much like Obama, he became higher up. And then he was picked to be the Pope. And I want to read something to you, Politicizing the Papacy, page 193 of a must-read book. And I want Catholics to buy this book. I want Catholics to buy this book for their husbands, their wives, their priests, to save us from this liar. Before it's too late, before you wake up with one salami hanging in the butcher store. Do you want to see the ex-Soviet Union in your town? That's what this man wants. The redistribution of wealth. Well, we'll tell you about the Vatican's wealth and how it's almost impossible to calculate and how this double-talking liar, this hypocrite, is in the long line of others. If you, when you say Pope, you think, oh, they're all greatly religious, wonderful men. No, he isn't. It's not different. There were good ones, there were mediocre ones, and there were evil ones. He is a political operative with all the earmarks of having been handpicked for his office. Page 193, Government Zero. It wouldn't be the first time the Vatican has been occupied by a political rather than a spiritual leader, Michael Savage. The papacy is 2,000 years old. It has had good periods and bad periods, as is any long-standing institution run by imperfect human beings. There were popes who were honest, wise, and deeply spiritual, and others who were morons, scoundrels, or worse. There were times when the papacy was the spiritual center of the Catholic faith, at times when it was little more than a political office, complete with rule over large areas of land, and armies commanded by the Pope to enforce that rule. Pope John XII was definitely an example of the latter. He was simultaneously the secular Prince of Rome and the Pope, but he acted more like the pagan Roman Emperor Caligula. He was accused of turning the sacred palace into a whorehouse, fornicating with several women there, including his own niece, and then blinding his confessor. He put deviant liberals in Hollywood to shame. That's pious John XII. I'm showing you that in the history of the papacy, there have been good and the bad. Why must you assume this is a good one? Can you understand that maybe this is a lying bad one who is simply a front man for the New World Order who wants to steal your way of life? Is it possible? Can you open your mind to that, all you rigid Catholics who think that by attacking his policies, I'm attacking the church? I am the best defender of the Catholic Church in this country. I defended the Pope during World War II, meaning I wasn't on the radio during World War II, obviously, but the Pope during World War II was unfairly called Hitler's Pope. I spent show after show uncoupling that lie, the liberal lie. Pope John was eventually deposed as both ruler of Rome and Pope, but subsequently regained both offices, brutally mutilating prisoners captured in his victory. He is said to have died in the act of committing adultery. Pope Benedict IX was also accused of rape, murder, and other atrocities, while Pope Boniface VIII demolished several towns while feuding with a powerful family. The ironically named Pope Innocent IV tortured heretics, including Galileo, for the heresy of claiming the earth revolved around the sun. Now we have a pope who is trying to banish scientists who claim that anthropomorphic warming is not established science. They're going back to the 1500s in their attacks upon reason, upon doubt, upon skepticism, upon science itself. This is not science. This is politics to say that all the science is in on global warming. As a trained scientist myself, I will reiterate, there's no such thing as all the science is in on anything. In fact, the definition of science is that it is always open to new discoveries, always open to new evidence, always open to new analysis. That's the definition of science. Only a bigot like Obama would say that 98% of all scientists agree. What does that mean? You could buy off a scientist like you buy off a cheap trick on Ellis Street. What's a scientist? It's a PhD without a grant who you can buy. What do you mean a scientist? And so I want to conclude from the chapter in Government Zero. That's not to say the Pope should have no political opinions. Pope Pius XI, who was actually a sitting pope when the Rice Concordat was signed, said this: when politics come near the altar, then religion, the church, the pontiff have not only the right but the duty to give directions and indications to be followed by Catholics. When politics come near the altar means when governments infringe upon or attempt to influence the church on spiritual matters. That is precisely the opposite of the Pope today using his position as spiritual leader to influence politics. But that's what Pope Francis has been doing. Not only has he abused the trust placed in him for political purposes, he sold out to the socialists who'd love to abolish all religion if they could get away with it. Pius XII was wrongly called Hitler's Pope. The charge didn't fit the facts, as the author who wrote the book eventually admitted himself. But Pope Francis can very appropriately be called Lenin's Pope. Let's consider the facts supporting that charge, and then I spend thousands of words and pages on this in Government Zero, channeling Lenin, etc., and what he's doing and what he will do. And you as an American should understand that your church, if you're Catholic, opposed the very socialist communist principles that this Pope is dancing with. Now, I understand that religion is such that people who go into religion, really strongly religious people, generally don't like to think. Generally, they don't. They like dogma. They like to follow dogma. They like to follow doxies. They don't like to think. They hate thought. That's the truth, which is why so many intelligent people declare themselves to be atheists, because they don't want to be entrapped by dogma they don't believe in. And they have a lot of trouble with it. Some people are good people who are atheists, by the way, and some people who are very religious are bad people. So let's not make assumptions that all atheists are bad and all religious people are good. I've met all kinds of people in all phases of religion and no religion, and they all vary, of course. But the point is that it's very hard for Catholic people listening to me criticizing the Pope's message to not automatically jump to the assumption Michael Savage is anti-Catholic. That's something the Catholic League would do immediately. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I feel that the world is under such threat right now from the new emerging Soviet Union of the world that the last remaining people in the media, writers, essayists, broadcasters who see the truth have to speak it out. Thomas Sowell wrote a great essay on this. The left has found its Pope. Of course they have. If he didn't exist, they would have created him. This is now interesting to watch in the next few days as this deceiver comes to town or to America. You're going to see people who disavowed religion their whole lives spit on the Catholic Church for 20, 30 years, genuflecting before this Pope. Wait till you see this charade. Wait until you see all of the jerks in the media who are atheists and hate religion. All of a sudden, the drug addicts will be espousing the wonders and the beauty of Pope Francis. Why, if only they could get him on the Tonight Show. Why, if only they could get him on one of the nighttime shows. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So again, don't confuse what I'm doing. I criticize his message, not the church. Although he himself, I believe, knows better. He knows exactly what happens when a country gives up free enterprise. He knows exactly what happens when the individual is, let us say, subjugated to the state. He knows what happens. Everyone suffers. He should know better. So why is the commander of the wealthiest religious organization in the world, why is he doing this? We're going to talk about the wealth of the Roman Catholic Church. And then I have a little treat for you as I take apart the enviro-religio-industrial complex. It's a new phrase. You didn't hear it anywhere else. The enviro-religio-industrial complex. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Ladies, you just...
Well, I'm a Roman Catholic. For me, the Pope is a successor of Peter. He's the spiritual head of the church who has authority to speak on matters, doctrinal matters, and theological matters. And I follow him 100% on those issues. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a Roman Catholic. And so I believe that deeply.
Well, there's your Marco Rubio. That's all. Now, we talk a lot about radical Islam, and we separate Muslims from radical Islam. We've been all taught to do that. Haven't we all been taught to do that through political correctness? Oh, I mean radical Islam. I don't mean Muslims. I mean radical Muslims. Now they look at you anyway. 51% of U.S. Muslims want Islamic law. 25% okay with violence against infidels. Those are U.S. Muslims, you idiots, you morons, for attacking Trump, for seeing what's going on. Islam will dominate the world. Freedom can go to hell. Those are the signs they're holding up in London. So we're aware of radical Catholicism, radical Islam. It's a little different, you say. How can you equate radical Catholicism, as exemplified by this Pope, and radical Islam? A caller yesterday got infuriated and called me so angrily. How dare you attack Catholicism that way? I said, well, I want you to understand I'm not attacking Catholicism. You don't need me, but I'm one of the great defenders of Catholics and Catholicism. I have been for my whole 21-year career. I'm worried about radical Catholicism of the type espoused by this Pope. And he sputtered and muttered and said, how could you compare that to radical Islam? I said, my friend, I can do this in the following way. Bombs kill people, but radical ideas kill nations. I thought that was very insightful of me. And a bomb, basically in a bomb maker, you can see from a distance and maybe stop a bomb maker and a bomb. It's very hard to see radical ideas and stop them. The only thing we have is the truth. And I hold this truth up like a cross before the Pope. I hold my truths, which are self-evident, in front of this Pope.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
We talk about the Pope's agenda and who he is, where he comes from. It's astonishing. I mean, it's Lenin. It's Vladimir Lenin from the Vatican. There's nothing different between what this Pope is espousing, other than the false science of global warming. And I say false because the essence of science is debate. To say it's over and there's no debate indicates they're not scientists. It indicates that they are dogmatists. The minute you get a stooge like Obama, all the science is in. Anyone who disagrees should be cast into hell, into the flames of hell. Unbelievable to me. Have a church going back to the 1500s here. What in the world does this man know about climatology? If I sat down with Pope Francis and I said, excuse me, sir, can you tell me what the evidence is with the Vostok ice core samples that would lead you to believe that man is destroying the earth? Do you think he would know what the Vostok ice core samples are or what they tell us any more than a Sean Penn or Bill Maher? In their haze, in their Hollywood hazes, do they know anything about science? No, they're good comedians or actors, whatever. I don't take that away from them. Penn is a good actor. Maher is a stooge. I don't think he's a good comedian at all. I think he's a fraud. But let me get back to the point at hand here. I criticize the message, not the church. I just received an email from a Hollywood friend. I don't know if he says, yes, I can. Okay. He's a friend of mine, and he sent me this. I got to find it now. This is the problem during a show. I do it. Here is it. This comes to me from my good friend, Doug Urbanski, in Hollywood. And he says, there is no more strong Catholic than me, meaning him. I can loudly attest that nothing about Savage is remotely anti-Catholic. Stalin made it the number one mission to infiltrate the Catholic Church. We have been feeling the effects of that success more and more for 50 years. I have spoken to the top expert on this matter. Shocking stuff. The Catholic Church has spent its life fighting against what this Pope preaches. And since leftism has been on the scene, every Pope in the Church has loudly railed against communism and leftism in general. Between us, it is not even Catholic. A Catholic is all about free will. You can make yourself a saint or not, but it is not about government policies, confiscation, regulation, enforcement. Hoping all is well with you, Douglas Urbanski. Doug is a Catholic. He knows me very well. He's never heard me utter anything but positive things about the Catholic religion. And he says, if you like, you can quote me. You are a true Catholic defender, always have been. You don't have to quote me. I was just sending sentiments of the truth. But of course you may. I hope all is good with you. We need a good gossip one of these days. That's him and I. He doesn't know I'm going to be living in his neighborhood. So I'm going to be in L.A. more than you may think. So anyway, we're talking about, I don't mind anything about religion. I love religion. Even if religion is the opiate of the masses, well, that opium is something the Muslim world needs more of. Seems that religion is the opiate of the Christian masses. It certainly doesn't seem the opiate of the Muslim masses. I could say something here, but I do prefer my career to my quips. Anyway, let's get back to the issue at hand. I really need Catholics who are listening to this show who are educated, analytical, and can think for themselves to understand the danger this Pope is putting us in. By coming here and watching the atheist genuflect before him, you will see one of the great charades of the century. All of the Bernie Sanders, for example. Bernie is a particular case. Jewish atheist, everything about him sets off comedic shockwaves in me, Bernie Sanders. I know the type. They were on the margins of my life. They hated America. They hated Christians. I know the type. I ran from them. They made me sick. They're the antithesis of my existence, that type of Jewish atheist, the liberal weasel Jew. That's what I call Bernie Sanders. And look how popular he is with other anti-American weasels who suddenly they love him. But I said yesterday, Bernie Sanders, make no mistake about it, wouldn't be where he is was it not for the Hillary camp, who may as well be running him. And he may as well be a running dog of the Hillary Clinton camp, because by espousing the stupidity that he espouses, it makes her look like a centrist, even though she's a leftist. So he may as well be just a front man for her, a warm-up act. Believe me, if he was a real threat to her, he wouldn't last another day. I don't have to spell it out for you. I'm not talking about Marcy Park. I'm talking about sources of finance. They would dry up overnight. Anyway, let's put that aside. So I think it's important that we stand up to a liar, no matter who it may be, no matter what garments he may be wearing. We've done it with the president because you know what he is. We've criticized him correctly because he's done everything we feared he would do. And he's doubling down now and tripling down as fast as he can. So let's go back in time a little bit. And by the way, I invite you to call 855-407-282, but please don't right now because the lines are jammed on this subject of the false prophet coming to town. And again, if you get on the air today, I will send you a free copy of Government Zero, which will be out in a month. I can just get you one of the first printing editions to give out to a Catholic friend who doesn't understand what's going on or what this man is. But nevertheless, let's go back a few years, a few decades really, to one of the original satirists, one of the great comedians of all time, the father of stand-up comedy, and that would be Lenny Bruce, in his great piece, Religion Incorporated, Robert Rollett, understand them. They would say that Lenny Bruce was a liberal because he wasn't. Actually, he really wasn't. He also said a Jew in the dictionary is one who was descended from the ancient tribe of Judea, or one who was regarded as a descendant from that tribe. That's what it says in the dictionary. But you and I know what a Jew is, one who killed our Lord. There should be a statute of limitations for that crime. Here's the last one I like. If something about the human body disgusts you, the fault lies with the manufacturer. Alternative, if God created the body and the body is dirty, then the fault lies with the manufacturer. If Jesus had been, here's what he said, this is a little controversial, don't get mad at me. If Jesus had been killed 20 years ago, Catholic school children would be wearing the little electric chairs around their necks instead of crosses. Oh, that's cutting. Oh, boy. And he says, every day people are staying away from the church and going back to God. Every day people are staying away from the church and going back to God. He also said the only honest art form is laughter, comedy. You can't fake it. Try to fake three laughs in an hour. They'll take you away, man. You can't. The role of a comedian is to make the audience laugh in a minimum of once every 15 seconds. Let's see. That's good stuff. Here's something really funny. You've got Lennon's Pope doing a tour, a 10-city tour, bigger than the Rolling Stones. It's a one-man act, yet he draws bigger crowds than the Rolling Stones. And the crowd's intelligence is not about on the same level as the Stone crowds and the Rolling Stones to believe this nonsense. Criticizing free markets, criticizing capitalism, criticizing our way of life, attacking us for using air conditioning, saying wealth is ugly. And the wealth of the Roman Catholic Church is impossible to calculate, according to the National Post. They said, in truth, the church itself likely could not answer that question, even if it wished to. Its investments and spending are kept secret. Its real estate and art have not been properly evaluated, since the church would never sell them. There is no doubt, however, that between the church's priceless art, land, gold, and investments across the globe, it is one of the wealthiest institutions on earth. Since 313 AD, when Catholicism became the official religion of the Roman Empire, its power has been in near constant growth. The church was able to acquire land, most notably the papal states surrounding Rome, convert pagan temples, and claim relics for itself. And over 300 years, it became one of Europe's largest landowners. Oh, for the next 1,000 years, tithes and tributes flowed in from all over Europe. Non-Christians and even fellow Christians were killed and their property confiscated. For example, the Fourth Crusade and the sack of Constantinople in the early 13th century brought in gold, money, and jewels. We're talking about the hypocrisy of a Leninist Pope to come here and lecture us about the evils of capitalism and not give away an ounce of gold to the poor, not take in 1,000 Syrian refugees while telling us that it's our moral obligation to flood our country with those who are antithetical to our way of life. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The Vatican's portfolio includes property in London, including the building housing Bulgari Jewelers, and apartment buildings in Paris and Switzerland. What do we know about the church's finances, according to the National Post? They don't know much about it. It's very hidden. If you remember the Godfather movies and the Vatican Bank scandal at the time, remember that story? Even Coppola touched on the Vatican Bank scandal. No one really knows. And God bless them. Whatever they have is theirs. I don't know where they got the holdings over the thousands of years. Who only knows? We know whatever. But most of it's kicked up from the poor people around the world who throw the money into the box, and it kicks up to the top. And the church has great influence. Great influence. Can you name the head of the Jewish people in America or the world? There is none. Can you name the head of the Protestant people in the world? I don't know of one. Can you name the head of the Buddhist people? Can you name the head of the Hindu people? Can you name the head of the Muslim people? There is none. Why is it only the Catholics have a hierarchy that leads to Rome and that this Pope speaks for them?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Children, children of man who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, bound in misery and chains of iron, he will bring them out of darkness and the shadow of death and will sunder their bonds, foolish sinners, afflicted because of their sinful ways and their wrongdoings. Their soul loathes all food, and they reach the gates of death. They cry out to the Lord in their distress, and he saves them from their afflictions. He sends forth his word and heals them. This is the prayer that millions of religious Jews, or shall I say, observant Jews, will be saying tonight in Hebrew without even knowing what they're saying. The jesters in the back of the synagogue will not even know that that's what they're saying. They're actually praying to a god. Those who are observant Jews, or those who go once a year, I suppose even Bernie Sanders will be, even though he's a non-observant Jew. Non-observant Jew, that's sort of like a prideful thing amongst Jews, non-observant. But when they're politicians, suddenly they observe, because they never met a congregation they didn't like. And so tonight they go in there and they bow down, they put on the cap, and they recognize that there's a higher authority than them. They don't believe it, though. They know that they are the ultimate authority. And then begins the Day of Atonement. And Jews around the world are supposed to apologize for all the bad stuff they've done. For 24 hours, they beg, and they beg God. They beg God to write them in the Book of Life. They say that by cleansing themselves of their sins of the year, and by apologizing publicly, God should forgive them and put them in the Book of Life. And then it ends tomorrow night at sundown. And then they, after the fast, everyone hopes that God saw them, writes them in the Book of Life for another year. All right, let's hope that these rituals have meaning. I don't know how it works out that the next day a bus of school children could be blown up by a terrorist. I don't get that. Any more than I understand God's ways when I see a bus full of Christian children go off a cliff in the South and the children die. I don't get that. Or when I see children suffering in hospitals, I don't get it. Or when I see evil people in Congress getting away with virtual murder, I don't get that. Or when I see people deceiving the people of America under the guise of environmentalism, and getting away with it, and nobody sees through it. I mean, The King Has No Clothes was written for a reason. It's about the Pope. The child's book, King Has No Clothes, is about this Pope. One of the richest churches in the world, don't give a dime to the people they want us to pay for it, knows nothing about the environment. They latched onto the environment to push their global agenda. They decry savage capitalism, yet they give away none of their money. Unbelievable. And now he's an expert on climate change. Look, I understand about religion, how it works from the institutional point of view. I'm nothing against organized religion. A lot of people love it, and I myself, I go in and out of these things once, and it's not a big deal to me. I think the church is a wonderful institution, and I've supported it. And I think that we need to protect ourselves against Islam, and I wish the church would do that instead of protecting us against climate change. 51% of U.S. Muslims want Islamic law. U.S. Muslims, they want Islamic law in your country. 25% of your Muslims in this country are okay with violence against infidels. Tell that to CAIR, the front group. Go ahead, go tell it to them. And we're going to bring in now 200,000 of them, 70% of whom are men of military age, and they're not even from Syria. Why is Obama flooding America with men of military age, Muslims, who are not even from Syria? Why is he doing it? How can he do it? I lay awake at night asking, how can he do it? Are we not a nation of laws? Are we not a nation of checks and balances? Are we not a representative democracy? I ask myself 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm having a little trouble sleeping lately when I see this dictator emerging in front of my eyes. But it gets even worse when I see the visitor from Rome on the same page with this dictator, with the biggest con of all time. That's really worrisome. I've never seen a church link up with a political leadership in my lifetime like this. Never. It's never happened. So if you think it's all happening by chance, I would disagree with you. Vehemently disagree with you. Not by chance at all, my friends. The communists are on the move worldwide, and they're controlling your life, whether you know it or not. And the question is, how far does it go, and can they be stopped? Well, it's a topic that we'll have to talk about and read about. And in my new book, Government Zero, I'll read it when it comes out, but it's not out for a while. But I suggest you pre-order this book, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, A Message for Its Time. A true message for its time. So I could go on and on about Francis and his false message. I think I made my point. Or I can go on and on about the issues of the day and the campaign, and I don't know, that's kind of boring now. It's a year away till we really care about the election. However, there is one politician who did blast the Pope, who I'll tell you, he has guts. Chris Christie blasts the Pope for embracing Cuba, harboring killers. You have to hear clip number one. It's really good.
I just think the Pope was wrong. And so the fact is that his infallibility is on religious matters, not on political ones. And the fact is that for me, I just believe that when you have a government that is harboring fugitives, murdering fugitives, like Joanne Chesimard, who murdered a state policeman in New Jersey in cold blood, was broken out of prison, and has been harbored for the last 40-plus years by a Cuban government that has paid her and held her up as a hero, that this president could extend diplomatic relations with that country without getting her returned so that she can serve the prison sentence that she was sentenced to by a jury of her peers in New Jersey is outrageous. And so I just happen to disagree with the Pope on this one.
Good for him. I think he's number two right now in the hierarchy of the Republicans. He'd make a great president. Yeah, he's weak on certain issues, but at least he has the issues in his head. He didn't need to read a script on it. So Christie just went way up. Stop telling about Fiorina was the winner. That's a liberal narrative. I just got an email from a, what is this group? They're probably representing a, I got to find out what the firm is. I don't know. I don't. It's from a PR agent. It says, Pope Francis morally wrong on fossil fuels. Hi, Michael. Pope Francis, in his encyclical, says the earth has become, quote, an immense pile of filth, and we have a moral responsibility to go green to clean it up. However, in his latest column at Forbes.com, Alex Epstein, author of The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, says if Pope Francis really wants to help humanity, especially the poorest human beings, he needs to recognize that fossil fuels make Earth not a pile of filth, but a far better, healthier, cleaner, and more bountiful place to live. According to Epstein, as our use of fossil fuels has increased, so has life expectancy, along with every other metric of human well-being, from income to access to health care to nourishment to clean water access. The most growth has been among the poorest people in the world. Climate-related deaths are down 98% over the last 80 years. So the Pope is an ignoramus when it comes to fossil fuels. He is reading an encyclical written for him by an academic leftist dolt, somebody that would probably fit right in at Harvard or Berkeley or Stanford in one of the soft departments where they can get away with this stuff. And so that's our problem, is that we're not just talking about religion. Would we even be talking about this Pope in any ways whatsoever if he was not stepping on our economic system and taking the side of our enemies, our mortal enemies, our lifetime mortal enemies, the communists? He's espousing naked Marxism. Straight out. Straight out. And when did it ever work? Show me where it ever worked. Show me where it ever worked. Now, I know the liberals will say, well, Sweden is the model. We're not talking about the Soviet Union of 1920, 30. They only want Sweden in America, or they always hold up Sweden, Finland, Denmark. It's a false analogy. These are small countries with largely homogeneous populations, with a small immigrant population, and they don't have an entire welfare class sitting on their behinds doing nothing. So you can't make the comparison between an American economic system and America's ethnic diversity with that of Sweden. It doesn't work. The economic system works for Sweden because it's a small country with a small population and largely a homogeneous population at that. That's why this little economic system that you keep holding up in your universities works for Sweden, but can never work here. We have a welfare class that has never worked in its life, that never will work in its life, and doesn't want to work. It only wants to take what's not theirs. And if this class doesn't get what it wants, it burns cities to the ground. They don't seem to have that problem in Sweden. No, they don't have exactly that problem in Sweden, so it's a false analogy. I've thought long and hard, why don't you want a Swedish system here? Why don't you follow the Scandinavian model? Because it's not the same, it's apples and oranges in plain English. Massive population difference, massive ethnic diversity here, linguistic diversity here, geographic diversity here, not a comparable situation at all. So anyway, now we're stuck with this. Tomorrow, he's giving the UN speech. Oh, God, that's a nightmare for people living in New York. Can you imagine? That's tomorrow. The city shuts down for him. Then Thursday, it's on to Washington so he can sully Congress with his big lie. You know, I have an obligation to speak out. I don't care what vestment the person is wearing. It could be a rabbi with a yarmulke who I feel is lying. You've heard me say it. Why must we worship this pope? Show me where I have to worship a pope who is espousing everything that is anathema to my way of life. Tell me where. Tell me where you have to bow down to this guy. He's only a human being. What is this? He's the descendant of God. Where did they get this from? Where did they get this idea from? Rubio says the pope is the successor of Peter. What does that mean, he's the successor of Peter? What does that make him infallible? He's flesh. He was born of a mother and a father. He started out as a secular man. Bouncer. Couldn't make it as a bouncer. Looked ahead. He saw the red and the black. Didn't want to go into the military, so he went into the church. And he is such a good player at politics, he's now the pope. That's how it works. I know it's a simplistic view, but that's exactly the truth. Sometimes simplifying things clarifies things. It doesn't always miss the mark. It hits the mark perfectly. So here we are now. Now he's espousing everything he grew up with. Peronista, Juan Perón, Evita Perón were ruling the country when he was a formidable, in the learning stages of his political life. And now he's espousing straight out socialist principles. And so I say, we know about radical Islam and the danger it poses to us in the world. But now we have radical Catholicism to confront. And make no mistake about it, and I know this is hard for you to understand, that, and I said it yesterday, probably better than I'm going to say it today, bombs kill people. Ideas can kill a nation. Radical ideas can kill a nation. We know about radical Islam. We know about radical Catholicism. We've talked about radical Judaism on the show. For example, the crazed Orthodox rabbi who stabbed lesbians during a gay parade in Jerusalem. Maniacs. There are radicals in all religions. Why? You focus on Islam for sure, because unfortunately, there's a lot of radical Islamists who want to blow things up and kill people. Now, while Catholics are not blowing things up and killing people, the Pope's ideas have killed people. They've killed many people. When you do this to a society, you kill people. You kill their lives. You steal their lives from them. Look what happened in Russia. Look what happened in Cambodia with a well-meaning Marxist professor, Pol Pot. He was a professor, went to Paris, studied classical Marxism in the University of Paris at the Sorbonne. He came back and he instituted his communist ideas. He hired 10 to 12-year-old kids to go around and humiliate, beat up their teachers, anyone with eyeglasses, engineers, artists. I'm not suggesting the Catholics are going to do that. Don't get me wrong. But everything starts with an idea, and faulty ideas lead to faulty inactions, and faulty inactions can lead to a tremendous catastrophe for humankind. Everything this pope is espousing is the type of garbage you would hear at Harvard, Berkeley, Stanford, in departments where they're guarded by a tenure, they're guarded by tenured professorships, and they espouse this rubbish and get away with it because the kids are afraid to debate them for fear that they'll get an F in the course. Well, he's not in a classroom right now. He is now debating politics, and we have every obligation. It is not a crime to debate politics in the United States of America, sir. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, the Pope arrived in Washington just now on his air-conditioned plane following his trip to communist Cuba, where he did nothing for the dissidents and nothing for those in dungeons, held in dungeons in Cuba. And now he comes here to lecture us about immigration, social injustice, and economic inequality, so-called. That's his agenda. So he's got a great fellow traveler in our president. And that the Republicans went along with inviting him to a joint congressional address is beyond me. But there is no Republican Party. I mean, we know that's an old story. We know the drunk who runs it. we know that Boehner is a factotum of the Democrat Party. In fact, I found an article that I thought was intriguing on that. Not the Gatestone Institute on Germany's migrant rape epidemic of Muslims raping people in mass. No. About Germany, no. Not that FBI refuses to cooperate in Hillary Clinton email server probe, no. No, I was looking for the one on... can't find it. There's too many good stories. There's great stories out there. The one I'm looking for is the one about Boehner being rescued by the Democrats. I can't put my hand on it, but that's the title. Democrats to Rescue Boehner. Would you believe this? You better believe it. Pope to the White House, a scene once unthinkable. Michael Savage newsletter, lessons from Mao's China. Pope Francis, critic of capitalism since the 1990s. And Pope Francis wrote a book in 1998 with an entire chapter focused on, quote, the limits of capitalism. Really? The limits of capitalism. Well, the church would know a lot about capitalism. It's been in the money business for thousands of years. What is this man trying to do? Why is he so dangerous? Why is there so much opposition to this Lenin's Pope, as I call him in Government Zero? Why? Is it okay to criticize his politics?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I want to go back to Government Zero in my chapter on Lenin's Pope, because the words are so apt today as the Pope has landed in our country. It's so important you know who he is. 8 months after taking office, page 195, Pope Francis published Evangelii Gaudium. Evangelii, if I remember my Botanica Latin. Evangelii Gaudium. An exhortation in which he makes the same spurious criticisms of capitalism that Lenin used to lead the Bolshevik Revolution. As just one example, Francis says, we can no longer trust in the unseen forces and the invisible hand of the market. Growth in justice requires more than economic growth. While presupposing such growth, it requires decisions, programs, mechanisms, and processes specifically geared to a better distribution of income, the creation of sources of employment, the creation of sources of employment, and an integral promotion of the poor, which goes beyond a simple welfare mentality. The left always talks about the free market as if it were being run by someone and income was being distributed. That's counterintuitive. By definition, a free market does not run according to a plan, and no one decides how income is distributed. Each individual decides whether to buy or sell, at what price, and at what quantity. They aren't told what to do by anyone. That's why they call it free. The Pope doesn't believe freedom works. He wants decisions, programs, mechanisms, and processes to be imposed on people. He wants income redistributed, meaning forcibly taken from some people and arbitrarily handed out to others. This is just what Lenin did after the 1917 revolution in Russia. He implemented decisions, programs, mechanisms, and processes based on Karl Marx's maxim, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. Guess how that worked out? Things got so bad in Russia that Lenin was in danger of being deposed by 1921. The Soviet Union survived only because Lenin's new economic policy restored some semblance of a market economy. The Soviets, the Vietnamese, and the Chinese all learned the hard way that communism doesn't work. They all abandoned it on their own after suffering miserably trying to make it work. And then I move on a few pages. I'm not going to read it all to you from Government Zero, but I want you to see where I'm going with this. I want you to see how dangerous the Pope's message is. And that is this. Even Vladimir Putin admits the Soviet system was a mistake. He reminded President Obama about the horrors of communism at Davos in 2009 in an attempt to dissuade Obama from pursuing his $800 billion disaster of a mortgage bailout. You hear this? Apparently, Pope Francis does want to see it repeated. Not only is he advocating thoroughly discredited socialist theories, he's completely misinformed on the economic conditions he says he wants to improve. He mentions inequality 11 times in his apostolic exhortation, calling it, quote, the root of all social ills, and saying it is increasingly evident. He says the need to resolve the structural cause of poverty cannot be delayed. He reiterated this in a letter to the president of Panama earlier this year. There is only one problem, I write. By every objective measure, inequality is not increasing. It's decreasing at rates orders of magnitude greater than at any time in human history. According to The Economist, the poverty rate worldwide has been cut in half in the past 20 years. Not only has poverty decreased spectacularly, but it has done so precisely because so many countries have shifted away from the kind of socialist policies Pope Francis advocates and toward the free market system he condemns. I am not saying the Pope is evil. He probably believes the things he says, just as millions of leftist voters do. Why wouldn't he? Pope Francis was born and raised in socialist South America. He was immersed in anti-capitalist thinking his entire life. He probably believes in socialism as much as American businessmen believe in free enterprise. Page 199 of Government Zero. I'm leading up to something, by the way. And that is the religious issues and where we're going with this environmental claptrap. Remember the other day I talked about Obama's communications director, Anita Dunn, who talked glowingly about Mao Zedong, who killed 40 million Chinese with his policies? I wrote this on page 204. Watch where I'm going. Yes, she praised the same Mao Zedong who intentionally killed tens of millions of his own citizens in political purges and unintentionally killed at least 15 million more trying to implement his disastrous Marxist economic policies. Liberal politicians and media do this all the time. They correctly criticize Hitler for killing 6 million people, but turn a blind eye toward the killing of tens of millions by socialist dictators. This is certainly the way Obama looks at communists, like Fidel and Raul Castro, and is likely the way Pope Francis sees them too. The Pope may not condone the oppression of the Castro regime, but he can rationalize it away as long as the regime remains committed to the quote-unquote social justice of communism. Did you catch that? As I've always said, liberalism is a mental disorder. A liberal can completely ignore crimes against humanity by a socialist dictator just because he is a socialist. And liberals will rationalize away horrific crimes committed by someone if that person shares a race or religion with others who are victims of prejudice. If a white man commits a violent crime, they want him prosecuted. If a black man commits the same crime, they want to blame white people for what the criminal did. That's exactly true racism. It is judging people not by their actions or character, but by their race or religion. And then I go on to the Pope attacks free speech. That's why I wish Lenin's Pope would spend more time condemning the jihadists torturing and beheading Christians instead of attacking free markets and free speech. He couldn't even bring himself to condemn the horrific murders of the Charlie Hebdo employees without making excuses for the Islamic murderers. Did you know the Pope made excuses for the Islamic murderers? I recorded it on page 206 of Zero of Government Zero. He defended them. Did you know that? He wrote this. There is a limit, he said, speaking in Italian. Every religion has its dignity. I cannot mock a religion that respects human life and the human person. If a close friend says a swear word against my mother, he's going to get a punch in the nose. One cannot provoke. One cannot insult other people's faith. One cannot make fun of faith. He was saying this after the Muslims went mad in Paris, the machine gun cartoonists. You don't remember that anymore, do you? Page 206. You read that correctly. The Pope actually made excuses for the Islamo-fascist murderers, just as progressive socialists like him do at every opportunity. It would have floored me if I didn't see through this faker from the beginning. He's the perfect complement to our progressive Islamist president. Pope Francis says free speech should be limited, and one can expect to be answered with violence for saying something insulting. That's completely ridiculous, I write. The definition of free speech is the right to say controversial, even insulting things, without fearing violence, either by the government or individuals. People don't have to like what you say or agree with you. They can say insulting things back. The appropriate response is to answer them with reason or ignore them, not break into their offices and gun them down. Thomas Jefferson actually refuted the Pope directly. He wrote, "The legitimate powers of government extend to such acts only as are injurious to others. But it does me no injury for my neighbor to say there are 20 gods or no god. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg." Jefferson is saying something we all learn in kindergarten. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. He was talking about government power. And then I say again, this is cultural. I'm not surprised at all by Pope Francis' view on how speech should be limited. He is the product of a socialist culture where stifling free speech goes hand in hand with stifling economic freedom. You can't have free speech in a socialist society. Too many people would start asking each other why they're working so hard and still getting poorer and poorer. Oh, I know, your whole life you were told, oh, watch out for those right-wingers. Those right-wingers will take away your freedom of speech. Those right-wingers will tell you what art you can produce. Yes, all those fears were valid, but you were afraid of the wrong people. When you have a damaged optic chiasma, you see everything upside down and backwards. It's not the people who want the government to leave you alone that are the problem. It's the ones who want to help you that you should be afraid of. I know this firsthand, I write on page 207, Government Zero. I'm the only member of the American media who is not permitted to enter Britain based on statements I never even made. As I said, facts don't matter. It wasn't right-wingers who banned me from Britain, but Britain's wonderful, caring Labour Party government who did it. These are the great defenders of free speech. You have to read more about this in my book, The Pope Promotes Junk Science, on the issue of the climate issue, which I'll maybe pick up on Thursday. He's pushing junk science on the world. He knows nothing about the protozoic. He doesn't know anything about the ice age. He knows nothing about warming. He doesn't know that it wasn't caused by human activity. And what never ceases to amaze me is that anyone believes the climate change narrative. When you take a step back and think about what we're asked to believe, it really is quite ridiculous. It requires us to forget the basic science we all learned in grade school. Most of us learned about the recurring ice ages that have occurred throughout Earth's history somewhere around the fifth grade. Even Hollywood stoners learned that. They were all ended by global warming, which was obviously occurring long before the Industrial Revolution. It's common sense. Even a Hollywood idiot can understand that. In fact, the first ice age occurred over 2 billion years ago during the Proterozoic era. As you may have surmised, the warming period that ended, it wasn't caused by human activity. It wasn't dinosaurs engaging in heavy industry either. They wouldn't exist for over 1 billion years themselves. The truth is that Earth has cooled and warmed in cycles during its entire existence. Technically, we are still in the last of 5 major ice ages in Earth's history. What most people refer to as the end of the last ice age around 10,000 years ago is really just the end of the last glacial period. The current ice age, as defined by real scientists, won't end until there is no glacial ice anywhere, including in Antarctica. You won't read that anywhere else except in my book. And I have so much more to say. I don't want to overwhelm you. It's in a very powerful chapter on the Pope's agenda, Lenin's Pope, the real agenda behind the climate change scam, and how the church is fitting in with that. It's all in my masterpiece, Government Zero, which I would implore you, if you are a thinking Catholic in particular, I would actually ask you, please, order a copy right now from Amazon.com and give it to a skeptical friend who doesn't want to hear any criticism of this Pope. I think only the Catholics can save us from Catholicism at this time, because they are the ones who are standing on the front lines of this insanity. To see a Pope arise out of nowhere who espouses the very communistic principles that the church had opposed communism. Priests died under the hands of communists. The communists burned churches, destroyed icons and artifacts in Bolshevik Russia. Wherever communism has appeared, the church has suffered. Catholics have suffered terribly. And now we awaken to a man wearing the vestments of the church, espousing the very same philosophy as those who persecuted Christians and the church. And now he's wrapping himself as an environmentalist. No, beware the enemy within. He's everywhere. He's everywhere now. Just make sure he's not inside your own heart. And you have to fortify yourself with knowledge. You need knowledge is power, and knowledge is really the only thing you have left against these con men and shysters who would steal your very freedom. Never mind your future, I'm talking about your now. They'll steal your now from you. Wait until you see what goes on over the next 2 days. Wait until you see all of these atheists in Hollywood and in Congress and in the media who laugh and laugh at religious people their whole lives, genuflecting and speaking in somber tones about the Pope. Wait until you see. Wait till you see them on television as their tones change. And the Pope arrives, and the Pope does this, and the Pope is walking down the aisle. And the wait until you see the Pelosis. Wait until you see the Boxers. Wait until you see the Sanders. Wait until you see them getting on their hands and knees, all of these wonderful religious people. Wait until you see the charade, the marching charade of Washington over the next 2 days. This is the Savage Nation again. I invite you, I ask you, I actually am pleading with you to read my book, Government Zero, before it's too late. How do you like that? If you have the truth and you hold the truth up to another individual who doesn't know the truth, who was taken in by the Pope or by Obama lock, stock, and barrel, you have a chance to save a soul. I'll be back. Think about it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, today we are exposing the enviro-religio-industrial complex in the Savage Nation. A seamless integration between the environmental gangsters, Religion Incorporated, and the green industrial complex. It's all one and the same now, which is why politics and religion have now finally joined forces to hoodwink the populations of the world. I haven't taken one call. Let's begin on line three, KBOI. Shannon, welcome. Make your point quickly, please.
Liberal issues are a veil to the so speak of what's going on behind the scenes. We're going to be caught off guard. The greater enemy, we have many enemies, but the greatest enemy are the Muslims. They are the sleeper cell.
Well, sir, madam, hold on. We know about the dangers of Islamofascism. We have an entire military-industrial complex set up to defend ourselves against it. We have a DHS to defend us against Islamofascism, an FBI. But where do we have anything set up to defend us from communist ideas being espoused by a kindly preacher?
No, it's not going to take over at all.
And ma'am, I also want to say, Shannon, it's easy to say that we should focus on radical Islam. Most of us do. But we were caught off guard by radical Catholicism. It came up out of nowhere. And now it's facing us. In the form of the Pope's messages, his environmental messages are completely false, and they're meant only to enslave us. Not only with the lies and the scientific nonsense that he puts forward, but to enslave us to his concepts of a top-down socioeconomic system run by some mindless bureaucrats in a distant location. Don't you see the threat of that?
No.
Well, then you're an ignoramus. You're a classic ignorant human being. If you can't see the danger of this man's ideas, then you're one of his sheeple. You're one of the sheeple that has allowed Obama to become president and get away with what he gets away with. And I want to close this hour by saying, we know that bombs kill people, but we can often spot the bomber. But I would say that radical ideas kill nations. And now we have a Trojan horse communist marching in our streets with the banner of peace. Do you get it? Do you see how dangerous this visit is? Be aware. It's all you've got is your awareness.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So, we've all been focused on the Islamists, rightly so, because they're on the march. And they have their men within. But now, who would have guessed? Who would have guessed that socialism slash communism redistribution would come from the church itself. Now we're being attacked on two fronts. The church was once a bulwark against communism. Now it's espousing the same exact message. Who is the Pope defending? Who is the Pope defending? Think about this. Yeah, what do progressives really want? Remember this, socialism is a brutal, virulent ideology. Free enterprise is stifled by force. Property is redistributed by force. You cannot complain because speech is repressed by force. The so-called progressives are the most vicious subpopulation in this nation. That's why they don't speak out against the massacres occurring daily against Christians and other minorities, including homosexuals by their friends, the Islamists. They are all used to all of the heroes doing the exact same thing. The Pope promotes junk science, page 209 of Government Zero. Writes an encyclical letter on the subject of climate. He's here now. He's going to give a speech on it tomorrow at the UN. Remember I said to you, well, maybe I didn't say it on the show, that the church limits papal infallibility to a very narrow range of subjects? Well, encyclicals have traditionally been issued by popes on only the most important religious issues. That naturally limits them to subjects the author knows something about. The Pope knows less about climate science than he does about economics. I actually worked to save rainforests as an environmental activist before that moniker became synonymous with socialist. Pope Francis has never done environmental work. His only scientific experience is as a chemical technician, which has nothing to do with climate or the environment. The only thing the Pope knows about climate is that when it rains, his aides open up an umbrella for him. In an attempt to represent him as a scientist, the progressive left has propagated the myth that Pope Francis has a master's degree in chemistry. He doesn't. According to the National Catholic Reporter, he doesn't have a college degree in any subject, neither a master's nor a bachelor's degree. But that doesn't stop Francis from rendering his utterly valueless opinion. In the absence of any scientific understanding of climate or the environment, he just repeats liberal talking points, putting a religious spin on them. Well, you get the picture. Using the church to promote a political movement. It's all in Government Zero, and I implore all thinking Catholics to read a copy and give one to a friend of theirs. And now I want to turn to the callers in this remaining hour of the show. Let's begin right at the top. Brad on WABC, you know, you've been holding a long time. Brad, fire away.
Yeah, I got a solicitation from Catholic Relief Services to donate to their cause to help the hordes of illegal immigrants that are coming into this country. And they sent, and the thing that struck me was they sent me a bookmarker with the picture of Dope Francis holding a dove with a quote of his saying, "We all have to think if we can become a little poorer, all of us have to do this. How can I become a little poorer to be more like Jesus, who was the poor
teacher?" And why is the church so enamored of bringing in millions of Muslim refugees? Why?
What, to destroy this country?
No, I don't think so. It's purely greed. Catholic Charities makes, the last I checked, $2 billion from the federal government in the resettlement of refugees in the form of services. Do you know that? $2 billion with a B. Baptist Family Services, billions. Jewish services. Wherever you turn, the religions have been bought out by this federal government under Obama in these service organizations bringing in refugees. He has gotten to them through greed and through the bottom line, the dollar. It's a sad time indeed. KBET Bob, go ahead. You're next up. Make your point on the Savage Nation.
Like, I'd just like to remind people of what the word Protestant means. It means one who protests. So if you're a Protestant, that means that you protest the Roman Catholic Church.
But I'm not protesting the Roman Catholic Church. See, Bob, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I am protesting the Pope's message, not the church.
I understand that, but I just wanted to point that out, that people forget what the word Protestant actually
means. All right, that's a side, it's a side point. It's a valid one for Protestants, but they no longer criticize Catholicism, and nor is the show about that aspect of the religious differences between Protestantism and Catholicism. It is about the false message of the Pope, because he is here and he's espousing it. It's that simple. W on the web. Joe, go ahead, please. On line 9, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I have a theory as to why the Pope is doing what he's doing, and I thought I'd run it past you. I believe that the Pope is doing this for the fulfillment of scriptures. I cite as my historical evidence for this Caiaphas, the chief priest during the time of Jesus of the Temple of Jerusalem, had a dream that one man should die to save the Jewish people, and he set actions in motion which led to the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus, thus fulfilling scripture made during the time of Daniel and Isaiah. I believe whether Pope Francis knows it or not, he is being directed by, let's say, a higher power, God, to help bring about the time where you'll have to have a mark to purchase, buy, or sell, that there'll be a one-world government. And how can something like this happen? People get put in positions of power and influence to make it happen. God appoints the rulers of the earth. I believe, Dr. Savage, that he's doing what he's doing for the fulfillment of Scripture.
Yeah, but you're making several different points at the same time. Are you agreeing we should have a dot on our head or a mark on our head to purchase things?
Oh, no. That's something, Dr. Savage, I understand as a Catholic. If you get that mark, there's no forgiveness for
that. Let's forget the mark. I don't quite know what you're saying, though. You're saying the Pope is doing a good thing by disseminating lies?
Yes. I believe that he is doing what he's doing so that Scripture can be fulfilled. Remember that before the Messiah returns...
Wait. He's disseminating the lies about global warming, for example, in order to bring about what?
To bring about a one-world government, to bring about...
So you are in favor of a one-world government?
No, I am not.
So what are you saying, then? The Pope is doing this for good or for evil?
I believe he's being directed, and I think that it's evil, but I think the reason it's happening, Dr. Savage, is for the fulfillment of Scripture. Scripture...
So you're saying that although it's evil, he's doing it for good reasons?
Well, look at this, Savage. During the time of... it's in the Torah. They even mention they don't call Judas by name, but they mention that he would betray the Son of Man for so many pieces of silver. And so even though Judas was evil... He was mentioned in Scripture. I believe that the Pope is doing what he's doing so that Scripture can be fulfilled, and that the time on earth is going to get so bad, because I agree with you, that if we go socialist and communist in America, there is no more hope for the world.
Well, let's leave it at that. The Pope is a false prophet. Let's leave it at that. K-O-H, is that K-O-H? K-O-H Radio. Actually, there's another letter missing, I think. But Lino on KOH Radio. Lino, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Urington, Nevada. And once again, I have supported you from the beginning on this very issue. I've called before on this issue and others. And I want to draw attention in line with what you're saying on the radio today. The Pope, it isn't just his sayings. He's actively participating in organizing. For instance, on July 20th, he convoked the second world meeting of popular movements in Bolivia, for which he was given a hammer and sickle crucifix by Evo Morales for his speech. I've read the entire speech and analyzed it, and here's the proceed, just a couple of sentences, and the Pope says, the future of humanity is fundamentally in the hands of the people. This system is by now intolerable. Workers find it intolerable. The people find it intolerable. The Earth itself, our sister, Mother Earth, also finds it intolerable. I wish to join my voice with yours in calling for the three L's. Land, lodging, and labor for all. I said it, and I repeat it. These are sacred rights.
It's communist. It's the Communist Manifesto. Period. There's nothing new under the sun. He's speaking exactly as Lenin did. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Do you agree? And I resonated with you today when I read from my book Lenin's Pope. He is Lenin's Pope. He should be remembered forever through eternity as Lenin's Pope. It's astonishing that people don't see this, but the ignoramuses in America see nothing.
with a pope that is organizing front groups. This is the second time he's done this. The first time he did it was in October of last year in the Vatican. It was the first world meeting of the popular movements convoked by him. One of the movements that he is supporting is called the Land Workers Movement. It's called the MST, headed by Pedro Stedile. And so on the rest of it, he is actively putting together and promoting these flagging front groups that were falling apart. He's given new venom.
All right, knowing that he is an absolute Leninist, do you think that the Catholic Church can recover from this insult to its own history?
Not institutionally. It's going to take a divine intervention. There's no way without a divine intervention that this can happen. People are too at odds. The distrust is so too thoroughgoing because of this. These front groups have basically set up too much distrust among the people by their...
But, you know, Lino, there's another element to this, and I do... stay on the line. I want to send you a copy of Government Zero. I should have started giving them out today. Stay on the line for Government Zero. You know, there was a time in Italy's history when all higher authority was corrupt. The government was corrupt. The church was corrupt. And that's the period during which the so-called mafia originated. Did you know that? It's when people banded together in sort of tribal, first families and then tribes, to defend themselves against corrupt governments and corrupt church officials. We have now reached a point in America under this very evil president of ours. We know the government is totally corrupt. We know it's corrupt from top to bottom. And now we see that the church, we can't turn to the church. It's also been corrupted by communism. Do you understand how corrupt this is? Why do I say that the government is corrupt? Well, you've heard a thousand things about it. Here's a new one. It came out minutes ago. Hold on to your chairs. The Army just rejected an appeal from a Green Beret who was thrown out of the Army after confronting an accused Afghan rapist. Your Army's been taken over by gays and lesbians, in case you don't know it. And now Obama wants to add insult to injury and further go after the morale of the U.S. Army by appointing the first openly homosexual Army secretary. You say, well, all right, well, that's not so bad. What does he have to say about ignoring Afghan child abusers? What is the new Army secretary? What would he have to say, rather? He hasn't been appointed yet. The stooge government has to stamp him. What would the new secretary, the gay secretary, the great humanitarian, have to say about this 11-year Green Beret who was thrown out of the Army after he confronted an alleged rapist in Afghanistan? He was thrown out November 1st. He's been fighting to stay in. But the U.S. Army Human Resources Command, you know what that is, don't you? Human Resources Command? Just try to envision what they look like. Told the Green Beret Martland that his appeal does not meet the criteria for an appeal. And so they threw him out of the Army today. It happened just now. Just now, here's a Green Beret who stood up for a young boy who was screaming as he was being raped by one of those Afghani throwbacks. See, that's what they do in Afghanistan. That's part of the Army culture. Amongst the Muslim soldiers who our men have been forced to fight alongside these vermin, these primitive, ugly, deceitful vermin. They rape boys in Afghanistan when they have the power to do so. So our men, our good men, heard the screams and the cries of the boys, and they try to stop the guy. And guess what? They threw the Green Beret out of the military. That's your Obama. That's your commander-in-chief. God in heaven, do you understand what's going on right in front of your eyes? It's one combat veteran after another that's being dismissed by the new military, the new corrupt military. The government's corrupt, the church is corrupt, and now they're corrupting the military. Tell us what's left. Think about it. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. I've been talking about the Pope and the Marxist agenda. I've been showing you the radical Catholicism that's involved in this. I've shown you the money trail. I've told you about the great wealth of the Catholic Church and the utter hypocrisy of this Pope's messaging when he himself sits upon one of the greatest hoards of great art and gold and real estate holdings in the world and doesn't give it away to the poor. Unto itself, the hypocrisy should make you not laugh, but ignore this fraud. And now, on top of all of that fraudulent garbage, sits the pile of rubbish called global warming and the false science thereof from a man who knows nothing about science. So why would the church suddenly get involved in the global warming scam? Why? Because follow the money. Fortunes have been made on the global warming scam since Obama took office. Fortunes that you could never imagine. It's like organized crime without guns. As I said to you, there's more money in green than there is in heroin. And you have to understand that fortunes are being made as we speak. Fortunes will be made in the future on this fraud. Trying to undo the actual history of science, the actual history of climatology is ignored. All the ice ages and the following cooling and the warming and the cooling and the warming. I'm not arguing for pollution. You know, if you know me, that I've spent many years in very valid scientific and environmental work. My botanical collections are so exquisite, they are housed in 7 of the principal scientific museums in the world, from Leningrad to Tokyo. I know more about the environment than Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, the Pope, and the President put together. Understand what's going on.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. I feel a lot lighter today because His Holiness has arrived in Washington, D.C. on an air-conditioned Alitalia A320, and I feel we are blessed to have in our presence such a holy man who has come from nowhere to lead the world out of its ignorance. Let's see what's in the news. Let's go to michaelsavage.com. I don't know what I put up today. INR. Top right. Army rejects appeal from soldier discharged after confronting accused boy rapist in Afghanistan. Well, he's not a soldier. He's a Green Beret with 11 years. That's a terrible headline. Pope Francis, critic of capitalism since 1990s. Good friend of Castro. Poll, 51% of U.S. Muslims want Islamic law. 25% of U.S. Muslims okay with violence against infidels. They're building up a civil war like you can never imagine, bringing in millions of them now. Remember the Dallas bomb boy? Well, he's on the way to Mecca. His father pulled him out of school because he doesn't like the school that was shocked that he built a clock that looks like a bomb. Built a clock that looked like a bomb, so everyone got freaked out. Well, naturally, that's the narrative of racism to Obama, and Obama has invited him to the White House. He has not yet, so far as I know, invited any American military heroes recently to the White House, but he invited this little boy, Dallas bomb boy, on way to Mecca with his father and then to Obama. Huh. For those of you who like history, I put up a history of the Muslim conquest of Sicily, because I know some very, very intelligent people who are very worried about our current invasion and the conquest of America. They say, "What? How are we going to survive this?" And I tell them, look, you can't change the course of history. The only thing that could stop this would be the immediate impeachment and imprisonment of the president and a rollback of all of his insane policies. Try to get to John Boehner if you can get through the whiskey bottles. And I showed the Muslim conquest of Sicily, which began in 827 and lasted until 902. That's a long time. Did you know that? Although Sicily had been raided by the Muslims since the mid-7th century. It's an interesting story from Wikipedia. It's very well done. Muslim conquest of Sicily. And I use it as an example of a nation that was conquered repeatedly, not only by Muslims, but by many other nations. Even though Muslim is not a nation, I get it. But many other, let's say, peoples, put it to you that way, over the years. One after the other conquered Sicily, and Sicily still survived. It's still there. People have to live through these things. You have to live through the conquest that's ongoing right in front of your eyes. That's a heck of a statement. You're being conquered right in front of your eyes. The conquest started with the illegal aliens from Mexico. They warned us they were going to do it. Aztlan, La Micha. I was warning you about this in the 1990s when I began in radio. La Micha, Aztlan. They said that they were reconquistadors. They were going to take back what they felt was Mesoamerican lands. Well, they've done so. And they're doing so. And they continue to do so. So you are watching an invasion from the south. Now you're watching an invasion from the Middle East. Your country is being hit by successive waves of invaders. I realize if Donald Trump said this, it would really get the Larry Davids of the world insane. But I'm only a talk show host with a very small audience of millions. And so they ignore me. They ignore me for a number of reasons. One, because they use the Soviet tactic, which is by ignoring people, you do them more harm, they think, than by attacking them. Well, keep ignoring me, because millions don't. Keep ignoring me, because millions still buy my books and listen to my shows, irrespective of what the opposition may try to do to me. And so I warn you, you're being conquered. Just as Sicily was hit by waves of conquest, we're being hit by waves of conquest. Only in the old days, it was done by war. In the new days, it's being done by fear, intimidation. Maoism, remember I talked about Maoism last Friday, about how they first take down the culture, change the history, wipe out the history, and they then intimidate people with threats. And so although they're not beating you if you don't go along with the political correctness of the time, or you dare not say what's true, they take your job away, they don't give you a scholarship, they fail you in a classroom. That's conquest. It's not done through the barrel of a gun. Now it's done through the lens of a camera. Remember Mao Zedong said power comes from the barrel of a gun? In America, power comes through the lens of an iPhone. Michael Savage. That's not bad. It's a pretty good one. And so look at the fall of Palermo, expansion of the Muslim invasion of Italy, what went on after that. On and on and on. Muslim capture of Malta and Syracuse. You thought Syracuse, New York came from Syracuse, New York. You didn't know where Syracuse came from. The fall of Syracuse to the Arabs. Dissension among the Sicilian Muslims. Ibrahim II's arrival and the fall of Taormina, 901. It's an amazing history. And it's just what goes on. Nations come and nations go. Never before, though, in human history has a nation been so successfully invaded without a shot being fired by an invading army. Never before in the history of man has a people of so large a nation just given up its nation without fighting back. Never. It's never happened before. Usually a nation is conquered through war, and a nation then gives up if it loses a war. We haven't had a war, have we? And yet we've been conquered. Now we're getting hit from another front. First it was from an invasion from the south. Now we're getting hit by an invasion from the Middle East. Again, under the guise of humanitarianism, you can get away with anything. Oh, please, I'm a refugee. Let me in. Oh, please, let me and my little baby in. That's why 70% of them are military-age Muslims being brought into the country for what? To make clocks? What are they coming in as clockmakers? What are they coming here for? I mean, we have massive jobs waiting for them? You mean factories are waiting to employ all these unemployable men that can't speak the language? How are they going to work in this country? Who's going to pay for them? Who's going to support them? Another invasion. Now, in Europe, they finally woke up. They're putting up barriers. They're putting the military on their borders. It took them weeks to stop the Muslim invasion. I don't know whether they're going to succeed, but they put up some barriers. And here, hey, Obama waved his finger. Magic scepter. Went from 10,000 to 200,000 over a weekend. It'll be 2 million before he's finished, before the election. That's all. Now we wake up and here we are. Now we many of you turn to religion in times like this. Like, oh, I can't take politics. I can't take it anymore. I'll turn to God. And you go into the church, and everywhere you turn now, you got a political message. This has been going on for a long time in some of the liberal denominations and in other religions. Every other sermon is about the environment or about gays or lesbians or refugees and immigrants. nothing about God. You go into a Reformed Jewish temple today, there's very little God, and there's an awful lot of progressivism in place of God. Well, now you have a progressive pope arrives on our shores. Get ready for the malarkey to be thrown over the next 2 days. And the only salvation in all of this is to watch the charade with amusement. Watch all of the atheists in the media who have mocked religion their entire career. Watch them how they behave with this, quote, holy man. Just wait until you see. I'm going to ask you as a homework assignment, because I'm taking tomorrow off. I have a very able person filling in. Brian from the morning show on KSFO will be here to hold down the Savage Fortress. I'm going to be talking to God all day tomorrow. I don't know where, but I'm going to be talking to God, probably sitting and looking at the water, whatever. I need a day to reflect and think about, collect myself. That's a funny statement unto itself. Collect myself. Well, what does that mean? I would say more like collect myself. Rather than collect myself. What does collect myself mean? It's a day of reflection. I need to reflect tomorrow. I need a day to just take a very long, deep breath, like a leave of absence to go into another dimension. And I usually come back in a different state of mind. So tomorrow the Pope will be giving his malarkey at the UN. Wait until you see that charade. And then the next day he gives the malarkey, and I'll be back for that, God willing, before the U.S. Congress. Can't wait for that day. And I'll just read more from Government Zero, because I wrote it down. I was very critical of his messages as I was writing it, because anyone could see what he was doing. And since I have a background in science, I figured I could take on his lies about this issue. This is what the problem is. It has nothing to do with Catholicism. It has everything to do with Leninism, Marxism, progressivism, socialism, taking over your life, destroying your freedom. And as I said to you yesterday, and I think it's a very, very important point, in the old days they did it with screaming and yelling, the dictators. Castro was a fiery, murderous leader. And so he took over a country by killing his opponents. And then after he gained total power, he then killed his friends, his allies, who fought with him in the Sierra Maestra. Exactly what all communists do. The dictators are all the same. Stalin purged himself of those who fought with him. Mao Zedong purged himself of those who fought with him in the early days. Hitler killed those who fought with him, the street thugs, Ernst Röhm and the brown shirts. After he got total power, he killed them off because he didn't want any competition. Very interesting how it was done in those days, but not today. It's done softly today. It's done nicely. Look how far Obama's gotten without screaming and yelling once. Have you ever seen him lose his temper? You got to give this guy credit for self-control. I never saw him yell and scream. This guy is the most controlled maniac I've ever seen in my life. A zealot unlike any we've ever seen. Totally self-controlled. And look how far he's gotten. The women love him. They don't like men who yell and scream. They like quiet men, nice men. Men who go on vacations in Martha's Vineyard with billionaires and trillionaires and then talk about the poor. They eat it up. They say, isn't that hypocrisy? The president goes to Martha's Vineyard every year with billionaires and stays in billionaires' houses and talks about the poor? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The medium is the message. Remember we learned that in the 60s from Marshall McLuhan? The medium is the message. They show him as a nice man, so he is a nice man. Pope is a nice old man, so he is a nice old man. Doesn't matter what they're saying. It doesn't? You wait and see whether it doesn't. You wait and see what happens. We have Government Zero, now we have zero religion. That's what's happening. It's all coming together rather nicely, being pulled over your eyes in the most alarming way, because it's the quietest alarming way. I mean, after all, if there were marching bands in the streets threatening to burn things down and put you in jail, you'd fight against it. But when it's done quietly, why, there's nothing to oppose. There's actually a name for this kind of communist revolution. It's been studied in great detail. Many of you know the names of it from my previous books. There's no need in categorizing it again and again and again. It's a very smooth way of destroying a society from within. brainwashing the children the way Mao Zedong did, which is why Obama said a few weeks ago, my children, he said, my daughters, totally accept global warming as real science, he said. And as the older generation dies off, the newer generation will embrace global warming. He said that. And he's right. They brainwashed an entire generation of young people. Children know nothing about history, nothing about history. Now they know nothing about science. It's all garbage, junk science forced down their throat, brainwashed. And now we have nowhere to turn. If you can't turn to religion, where are you going to turn? Well, let me tell you, you can turn to religion because the Pope is not religion. The Pope is Religion Incorporated, which is why I began the show with Lenny Bruce, Religion Incorporated. The religion will stand for thousands of years after this man leaves. And maybe, just maybe, the Catholic Church will recover from this age of embracing communism, overt Marxism. It's what it is. All the encyclicals are right out of the Marxist playbook. I mean, why fool yourself? Don't paint it another color. That's what it is. Read the language, see what it says. So, as I say to you, the church should survive and God is eternal. God's not affected by man. Man is affected by God, and the Pope is just a man. So have faith in God. How's that? Does that work for you logically? I'll be back in a second.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I want to thank God for giving me the health and the strength to be on the air today and to bring me to this time in human history. But never did I think that I would witness such propaganda being passed off as divine knowledge in my lifetime and not laughed at. And just remember what I said earlier. God is not affected by man. Man is affected by God. And the Pope is just a man. So have faith in God, not man. You can keep going to church and praying to God, and we will survive this crackpot. This man actually trots out one of Marx's theories that is so discredited, even modern-day Marxists have backed away from it. And I have it all in Government Zero. I studied this Pope and his encyclicals for a long time now. This is not just a radio host espousing anti-Catholic beliefs. I am a scholar. I have studied this liar. And it's all in my book. Production now he's talking about and distribution? Marx's theory of overproduction was a foundational plank in Das Kapital, or Kapital in English. Exactly what the Pope is espousing today. Marx argued that a capitalist system results in firms producing so much that they force down the prices of their own goods, thereby diminishing profits and ultimately necessitating layoffs. Guess what? He was wrong. Even the Soviets found that out. And I conclude my chapter in Government Zero with this. I said, Obama, the Pope, and the rest of the Marxist progressives want to employ the same model as Karl Marx did on a worldwide scale. Heaven help us if they succeed. Well, it's not a heavenly intervention we need. We need Congress to intervene immediately and impeach President Obama without any chance of succeeding and expose him before he destroys the last vestiges of this nation, the military.